hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring.
It's 21 before the hour. Her eyes went like saucers. What? It's 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340. It's time for the Italian Festival. And
it starts off Thursday.
It's a.k.a. the Eating Festival, I believe it is.
I think so.
You know, we love this. St. Philip Neri Church does this, and they're located over...
over on Munn Road here in Fort Mill.
Which is really... just follow the tracks. People will be lined up
in
there starting about Thursday. The great thing about it is, and Father John joins us along with...
Laura Fanning. She's here, too. Both representatives of the church.
If they fell out, if they are such intricate pieces of link of chain here with this thing, but if something happened to one of these two people, it would continue on because they've got this thing running like a fine watch.
I think so. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
How was that?
Very good.
It is a fine watch over there. It's lovely.
How many years for the Italian Festival?
This is the 22nd annual. There was 1 year we didn't have it because we had 2 feet of snow that ruined the church's roof.
What an amazing
phenomenon.
Other than
that, 22 years.
Right.
Fantastic. So are there sausages, meatballs, lasagna being cooked now, being prepared, being thought about?
Yeah, well, the meatballs and the... sausage are pretty well made, and the lasagnas are still coming in. I guess they'll be
the ziti's and lasagna will be coming in all week and all weekend long.
Those are at secret locations around the area. Are they not? They're being concocted. We can't tell you. Can't tell you how or why. We have to get
all the biscotti. You know, our biscotti are noted. They're a survival food. They last 25 years.
That's fantastic.
And the thing is, when you put them in coffee, they come alive like they're right out of the oven.
Really?
I mean, it's amazing.
That's so great. I love it.
I'm not going to question that.
You know, believe him.
The weather always seems to hold. Is this because of you, or is this just because of the church?
Well, we do pray for good weather. And like we were telling you, last year, Friday and Thursday were terrible. But then Saturday was beautiful, and everyone flocked to the festival. We made about just as much money.
Let me ask you something, just getting off the track, but on the track. My wife will sometimes pray for lost keys and things like this. And I tell her to pray for a Porsche. And things like this, the important things. But I say, don't ask him for things like that. Is she correct in doing that?
To pray for things you need, not necessarily things you want.
Okay. Well, she says she needs the keys. Obviously, you need coffee.
I know that happened to me when I was young, 17. I had one key to my car, and I lost it. And I had to borrow my dad's car all week, and he finally said, that's it. You have to call a locksmith. I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
I prayed to St. Anthony to help me find the key, and it was like, I heard this ding, and there it was on the floor. So I don't know. That was kind of weird.
That's amazing.
But he's really noted. He's very good at getting things.
She's right. Evidently, she's right. I got to go
with
this.
That's really a miracle.
Oh,
I think
okay.
So.
All right, just checking.
Well, starting on Thursday, really, what is your... You have the 3 days going on, so that's exciting. And starting Thursday night, is it more of a family time?
Yes. Well, we begin with a blessing, and then the food, they start serving the food. Then we have like the little parade of angels and saints.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And we have music. We have entertainment, as you know, on Saturday.
You bet. We're going to do the Italian Idol contest there once again.
That's right. We have a cornhole competition this year.
Fun.
I'm serious Catholics about that cornhole thing. I'll tell you right now.
Well, that's exciting. So I loved how it goes there. You go in and there's a lot of places to sit to have the food. You can bring your whole family and enjoy it anywhere. Really, you can just take it and walk with it.
Yeah, there's inside and outside venues. So if you prefer a little air conditioning to the fresh air and the sunshine, we have both.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Very nice.
Father John, this is a fundraiser for a church here, a local church. This is all this is. Now we're into how many years? 22,
that's right.
22 years. Did we ever get to the point where we think, oh my gosh, this thing's kind of gotten away from us here? Y'all managed to keep this thing pretty well under control. You do great things with these funds, with the money that you do raise. I've seen... In the short time I've been here, I've seen the expansion of the campus over there, certainly beautifully done and everything. Then you are a rock star within yourself here with people. But you've taken this, I don't know, this charisma that you have, and you've done some great things with it over here.
Well, we're still paying off our church that we opened 4 years ago. We owed $3 million the day it opened, and we were really leveraged out. We had put every penny we had into it, and... Now, 4 years later, we owe about $422,000.
That's fantastic.
So it'll probably be paid off within a year.
Wow.
So that's good record.
That's fantastic.
It really is. That's great.
That's fantastic. Wow. Does everybody get on board for this thing? I mean, we have very little cost other than you try to assume all the cost yourself. Here's the way I think good charity things go is we need you. We need the church. We need you to cook stuff. Well, what am I going to – you're not going to be reimbursed. Give me your stuff. We need you, and we need your person,
that's
too.
That's right. The people make the lasagnas and ziti, and then they come back and buy them back from the church. So it's
so
amazing.
Great.
Make cookies, and they buy them back. You know?
She's Mormon, and she wants to become Catholic just for the Italian festival so she can get over here and just help bake.
We're
going to
share recipes. I think that's best definitely for good. You also have lots of great desserts. People are making biscotti, like you say. Is that more of a dessert, or is that just a thing?
Well, it's a cookie, an Italian cookie, and it's baked twice. So it's like this hardened cookie. And most Italian families, like my grandmother, would have all her biscotti, and they put them in these little tins, and they do keep for years. And then you go to, I was in New Zealand one time and met these people who were Italian. They took me to their house, and sure enough, they opened the tins, and the little cookies came out. You put them in coffee, and they come alive, you know. Like I said, they could be 20 years old. You never know.
And a cannoli is definitely a...
Definitely. They put the chocolate chips in them.
You know, I've forgotten to leave room for the cannolis many times. I have gotten down there, and I'm thinking, that looks like it's going to be too much for me.
Yeah. They're very light. I must say.
Okay, I'll force myself this year.
Then we have strawberry shortcake. And
are you going to do the cannoli run?
Yes, and half the proceeds from that go to the Fort Mill Care Center.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's part of our outreach. They're a great group in Fort Mill, helping so many.
When we say this thing's running like a fine watch and stuff, the recipes are all church recipes and stuff. The people who are members of the church, if somebody does not able to help out one year, everybody can kind of step in there. Second, third person down the line can all step in and just step up and do this. Is
that
right?
That's exactly right. It's all... you know, people rotate in and out and find different ways to serve and participate.
I love that you have a department for eggplant and garlic knots.
It's important in the Italian world.
It's a
Come
department,
on.
For yes. sure. We're going to have games for the kids and all kinds of stuff. Get the wristbands and stuff like that this
yes.
year.
Right.
That's going to be fun.
Inflatables and carnival games and face painting and all types of things for the kids.
I enjoyed this brochure that you put out for Benvenuti. Is that how you say that? Benvenuti 2017. Welcome. Does that mean welcome? And I enjoyed the article about the oratory, which is actually on Charlotte Avenue.
Yes.
I didn't understand. I passed that a lot. I understand it's a Catholic event or a Catholic place because Virgin Mary's outside. But I didn't know what it is. Tell me a little bit more about the oratory.
Well, the oratory started back in 1934. A group of young priest in New York, in New Jersey, wanted to start this religious order, and they wrote to every bishop in the United States, and only the Bishop of Charleston accepted them. He was 35 years old at the time, Bishop Emmett Michael Walsh, and he decided he needed a group here in Rock Hill because they couldn't keep the any priest here. There were not many Catholics.
Okay.
The church wasn't supported. There were two Jesuit priests. They took care of St. Anne's of Rock Hill and St. Joseph's in Chester, and they were going to leave. So these young men came full of enthusiasm, and they staffed St. Anne's and St. Joseph's, and then the church spread. We actually had a Catholic hospital down the street, St. Philip's.
Okay.
There were a group of German nuns. And
is this the one on Confederate Avenue?
Is that the
William Fennell House?
Is that the Fennell House? They were there.
Yeah, it was a little Catholic hospital. And people never paid with money. They would pay with chickens and peaches and
barter.
Many, many stories.
That is so neat. It's a beautiful building there. And I believe that you do a lot of charity work out of that. Serve a lot of people.
One time they did, and now everything's been consolidated to the oratory.
Well, it's a wonderful little article, and the brochure is lovely. So head on out to the St. Philip Neri Italian Festival. Any opportunities for the talent to – is there any last-minute stuff, or we're all set up and ready to go for the talent?
Could you stand any more volunteers? Could you stand any more body to step up and help?
Well, absolutely. We will never turn a volunteer away, ever.
They were having rehearsals for the Italian Idol, and I told these young people, I said, now when you make it and you're famous, don't forget where you started.
That's right.
Give us a little credit. And they just look at you like, yeah, right.
This starts at 11:30. I'll be the MC again for that thing this year. And I'm always amazed. I have to look down. I remember the little Asian gal that was playing the violin. She's a hired gun by the Charlotte Symphony. I looked down and I thought, she is 12.
Okay. Yes. All amazing. Right.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So the talent really runs the gamut there, Steph.
How can we win the trip to go to Disney?
You just have to buy a ticket.
Okay.
And it's sponsored by the Knights of Columbus. And
they do a lot of great stuff for kids.
Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful opportunity to win a free trip for your family.
And they're selling only so many tickets.
Mm-hmm. 200 maximum.
Wow, better get
we will
there.
Have a raffle.
That's good odds.
Even if we sell 80,
that's
as long
odds.
As we break even.
That's great.
That's terrific.
Well, this is a fun festival. Everybody there is in a great mood. If you don't know what's going on when you get over there, just ask somebody. They'll get you a place. There's places to sit if you want to get out of the sun. Of course, there's places to be in the sun. There's all kind of good food.
We have vendors.
Absolutely.
Selling all kinds of things.
Yeah, and the Fiat dealership was there last year with that new little Fiat 500.
Yeah, the little Fiat little
that.
Car.
Which
that's what the Pope rides in. You know that.
I know that. That's
we
exactly.
love him.
Yes.
You know, we had a new Mercedes every year because the Vatican owned apparently a lot of the Mercedes company, and this Pope will not travel in anything that's near a luxury car. So he has a Ford Probe and the Fiat.
We love him. Yes. Who doesn't love the
like
Pope?
He was in Portugal over the weekend, and he was in a little Ford Probe.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
So you see all these archbishops and all crowd into these little cars.
Little bitty cars, yes.
With their heads
overblowing.
Could
you
scoot over, Father, please? Yes, please.
No, I think it seems to inject some new life or something. I just sort of breath into the... Into
yeah,
what Catholics feel.
Good, simplicity.
Very
simplicity.
Down to earth.
Absolutely.
Very simple.
Yes. Well, we love y'all doing this. And this is a fun festival. Plan on coming over there and being over there sometime this weekend. Of course, I'll be there on Saturday. Bring your appetite. It's not expensive, but it's a great fundraiser. And the funds are going for great things here in our community and stuff. And it's beautiful. And take a tour of the church. That's a beautiful
right.
sanctuary.
The church will be open.
Beautiful.
And they'll have tours.
Love that.
It's
love
wonderful
that.
To have the opportunity to sit there, eat in, or even take it home to your family if you aren't able mm-hmm. to stay at the festival for very long. So that's something good.
Can we ask you to give us a little word of hope here in about 60 seconds? If I'm putting you on the spot too much, tell me. But I want something just in today's crazy world, of course, not going either side, and just right down the middle with everybody, that somebody can take a little something of hope today from you.
Yeah, life is good. I tell our people, like, we had a graduate mass last night, and I just told these young people never to give up. You know, Winston Churchill... when he was an elderly statesman, he was asked to do a baccalaureate talk at one of the great universities in England. And they had all these speakers, and they were outside. It was very hot. And Sir Winston got up, and he said, never, never, never give up. And, of course, he led England during World War II, and he was their hope. And that was the most memorable speech given that day. But it's so easy to give up and get discouraged. But to just keep that light going, that's what we're all about.
Thank you.
Good. Lovely.
Thank you.
Great stuff. All right. That's the Italian Festival this coming weekend. Starts on Thursday.
That's right, Father. John Giuliani as well as Laura Fanning, thank you so much for coming
thank
in
you.
And talking
thank
to
you.
Us about
yep.
it. We'll see you out there Thursday evening and throughout the entire weekend.